This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study in the book of Job, we have seen that the dialogue between Job and his three friends that covers most of the book wasn't very helpful. At the end of each man's point in the dialogue, you get the feeling they could have added, "Let me see you top my argument," or "Let me see you try to get out from under the grip of my argument." It was not an effort to find God's grace. It was more a call to doing something that would earn God's favor or blessing. It was clear Job's friends felt Job was somehow getting what he deserved. He must have blown it in some way, and until he did something about it, he would continue under the cloud of God's disfavor. It's interesting to note they were quite vague about what he had done wrong and what he should do. That's the insidious nature of a legalistic mindset. No matter how vociferously Job defended himself, it never satisfied his friends. That kind of dialogue doesn't really help the one who is hurting. When they finally got tired of the draining argumentation, they stopped attacking Job. That provided the opportunity for Elihu, a young man who had listened patiently from the sidelines, to step forward and challenge Job. He basically put forth the same argument as the three friends. It all sounded so spiritual. But though they were trying to defend God, no one seemed to be getting closer to God. It wasn't until God spoke to Job, beginning in chapter 38, that things started to happen. But notice, God spoke to Job while he was still in the small group setting with his friends. More on this in our next visit.